我们能够放下工作，一起来守安息日啊，参加这一次的灵恩会。
And thank God that we could lay down our work and come here to observe this spiritual convocation.
啊，愿主的恩惠慈爱常常跟我们同在。
May the grace of love and of the Lord and be with us all.
今天早上我们来学习丰盛的生命。
And this morning, I'd like to share the topic of an abundant life.
一般人认为说宗教信仰啊。就是劝人为善。
And normally people felt that religious is to tell people to do good.
啊，或者是让人的心灵啊能够得到一些安慰寄托。
Or can enable a person's hearts be felt peaceful and rest.
但是我们知道啊，真正宗教的信仰是要带给我们啊丰盛的生命。
And but we know that a true religious faith is to give us abundant life.
所以圣经说啊，耶稣借着完成救恩，已经把那个不朽坏的生命啊，把它彰显出来。
And so the Bible records that after completing salvation, Jesus has placed the unperishable salvation to us.
所以我们今天来到教会最重要追求的目标啊。
And so when we come to church today, the most important goal that we're achieving,
啊，就是要追求那永恒的真生命。
And so we pursue after the eternal abundant life.
所以圣经里面说，神为着爱我们世人。
And so the Bible tells us, because God loves all mankind,
把他独生的儿子为我们牺牲。
Gave us only his only begotten son and sacrificed him.
啊，让我们所有相信他的人啊。不至灭亡，还要得到永远的生命。
And to all believers of Him would not be perished and would receive eternal life.
所以说，人有了神的儿子，他就有生命。
And so as man would have the Son of God, he would have life.
没有神的儿子，他就没有生命。
Without the Son of God, then he would not have life.
当然，我们所谈的生命是两个层次。
And of course, the life we're talking about is two layers.
我们带着肉体，我们有肉体上的生命。
And we carry flesh, we have our physical life.
啊，但是这个肉体上的生命是有限的。
And but the physical life is very limited.
啊，是暂时的，最后是会败坏的。
And it's temporarily, at the end, it will perish.
因为人活几十年，啊，总有一天啊，这个生命要结束。
And because man, after living a few decades, one day your life will end.
啊，但是我们信主的人呢，是在追求另一种的生命。
But believers of God were pursuing after another life.
啊，就是灵魂的生命。
And that would be the life of your soul.
主耶稣曾经对一个人讲
And so one time Jesus said something to a man.
因为这个人对主耶稣说啊
And this person said to Jesus,
啊，你容我回去埋葬我的父亲，然后我再来跟随你。
Please allow me to return back and bury my father, and then I shall follow you.
耶稣说啊，让死人去埋葬死人。
And Jesus said that let the dead bury the dead.
你主管去传扬神的道。
And all you need to do is proclaim the words of God.
有的人会觉得耶稣讲这一句话好像很刻薄。
And some people felt that Jesus, by saying this, is very stricken.
啊，为什么一个人要回去埋葬他的父亲都不可以？
And why would not he allow the person to bury his own father?
啊，事实上，主耶稣的意思不是这样。
But actually, this is not what it means.
耶稣告诉我们，人有两种的生命。
And Jesus told us that as men, we have two different lives.
一个人肉体的生命死掉了。
And a person's physical life would pass away.
所以人要把它埋葬。
And then man, other people need to bury it.
啊，这个是一般人看得见的。
This is something that can be seen.
啊，人肉体死掉了，大家很伤心，觉得很绝望。
So the physical body dies, and everybody is very sad and despair.
啊，那是人另外有一层的生命。
But as man, you have another layer of life.
就是灵魂的生命。
And that would be the life of your soul.
虽然人肉体活着
，and although your flesh is living，
啊，但是因为跟神那个永恒的生命啊，已经隔绝了
，and because we're separated from the eternal life of God，
所以耶稣说啊，让死人去埋葬死人
，and so Jesus said that let the dead bury the dead。
那个肉体活着的人
，and those that are living in the flesh，
其实他的属灵永恒的生命啊。
And because their physical flesh is separated actually from the spiritual life of God.
肉体活着只是暂时的,
and so the physical living is only temporary.
最后的结果啊, 还是要死掉,
and at the end, the results will be deceased.
他说你主管去传神国的道,
and he says that you shall just preach the words of God.
因为神的福音,
and because the gospel of God has been revealed,
就是要让人啊, 不再灭亡,
and so this allow man not to be perished and shall regain eternal life.
所以说这个是关乎普天下人的福音,
and so this is relevant to all people, the gospel.
让人听到神儿子的声音, 听到这个福音啊, 说他就要活过来了。
And so once the people heard the voices of the gospel and the sound of God, then they should resurrect.
这个灵命活过来的人啊, 他将来就永远不死。
And so after resurrection of the spiritual life, then they would not die eternally.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面啊, 能够得到一个新的生命。
And so within Jesus Christ, we're able to regain a new life.
而且我们要让这个生命啊, 活得更丰盛,
and we want this life to live abundantly.
我们先来看以弗所书第二章,
and let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章,
Ephesians chapter 2,
第一节,
verse 1.
以弗所书二章的第一节,
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
说你们死在过犯罪恶之中, 他叫你们活过来, 第二节,
verse 2.
那时你们在其中行事为人, 随从今世的风俗, 顺服空中掌权者的首领, 就是现今啊, 在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵, 第三节,
verse 3.
我们从前啊, 也在他们中间, 放纵肉体的私欲, 随着肉体和心中所喜好的迹形, 本为可怒之子, 和别人一样。 这里讲到说一个人啊, 还没有信耶稣啊, 没有得到这个新生命以前啊,
and this talks about when a person before believing Jesus and regaining this new life,
他说是死在
and he were dead in trespasses and sins.
这怎么讲呢?
And how do you explain this?
也就是说啊, 我们人本来是神造的,
and it says that man was originally created by God.
神跟人吹一口气, 让人就成为有生命的活人。
And so God had breathed into the life of the breath into a man.
他说神把人放在伊甸乐园里面,
and so where man was placed in the Garden of
Eden, and
man could interact in, very closely with God.
And
so there's only one commandment from
God to man. 果子都可以吃,
and you shall, you can eat all the fruits within this garden.
但唯有园当中一棵树啊, 不可吃, 因为你吃的日子会死。
And there's only one fruit that you shall not eat, because once you eat it, you will die.
但是很可惜啊, 人却不听神的话,
but regretfully, that man did not listen to God.
那么多的果子啊, 他不吃, 偏偏要吃那个神禁止不可吃的。
And there are many fruits in the garden he would not eat, but he would eat the one that was forbidden.
没有把神的话当一回事。
And he did not take God's word seriously.
结果他吃了以后啊, 发现赤身裸体。
And after eating, and he realized that he was naked.
啊, 不敢见神,
and he was afraid of seeing God.
啊, 神说啊, 亚当啊, 夏娃, 你们在哪里啊?
And so God said, Adam and Eve, where are you?
说我们啊, 发现自己, 赤身裸体, 我们不敢见你啊, 我们就躲起来了。
And he says that we have realized that we are naked, so we don't want to see you, therefore we hide away.
神说啊, 是不是你们, 啊, 没有听我的话去吃了善恶果呢, 不然怎么会害羞, 会躲起来呢?
And so God said that, did you not listen to me and ate the fruits of the knowledge of good and evil, and why would you hide away from it?
所以这是人类犯罪的来源。
So this is the origin of sin from man.
所以圣经里面说啊, 这个罪因为一个人进到世界。
And so the Bible said that because the sin entered into this world from one man.
罪的工价就是死亡。
And so the price, the consequences of sin will be death.
所以因为人有了罪啊，所以这个死亡就临到了众人。
And so because man would have the sin, so therefore death came upon all men.
因为世界上的人啊，都是亚当夏娃的后代。
And because all the men in the world are descendants of Abraham, Adam and Eve.
所以这个罪的种族就一直的流传到世界。
And so the seed of the sin continue flowing to the rest of the world.
所以人生啊，因为离开神，得罪神，所以充满了劳苦、患难，最后就是死亡。
And so man has sinned against God, therefore departed away with transgressions and suffering, and at the end he will die.
所以罗马书里面谈到说人生啊很短暂。
And so the book of Romans talks about that life is very short.
但是人的一生都在神的怒气之下。
But the entire lifetime is under the wrath of God.
因为人犯了不前不义的罪。
And because a man has committed unlawful sins.
不前就是不敬畏神。
And this is unlawfulness is because it's not fervent to God.
因为神是天地万物的主宰。
And because God is the ruler of all heaven and earth.
他造我们人类的祖先。
And he has created our ancestors.
他是给我们生命。
He gave us life.
他把万物是给我们来养活我们。
He gave us all things to raise us.
但是人却不晓得去敬拜他。
And but as man, we don't know how to fear him.
而且把一些物质的东西啊，当作神来服侍。
But we would take some materialistic idols and treat it as God.
说自己以为很聪明啊，其实是变成了很愚拙。
And we thought that we are very wise, but indeed we're foolish.
因为人不敬畏神。
And because a man does not worship God.
所以神就让人的心啊，任凭人啊。随着私欲啊，就是放纵犯罪。
And so God allows man to indulge in his desires and sin against him.
所以人的道德就越来越堕落。
And so the morality of man continued to decline.
这样的极度纷争啊，暴力淫乱。
And all kinds of evilness and wrath and hatred would continue on.
同性恋，这也是因为人不敬畏神而来的。
And homosexuality actually comes from because of the fact that man does not fear God.
所以人就在神的震怒之下。
And so man is under the wrath of God.
人生就有很多的苦，最后还要死亡受审判。
There are much afflictions, and at the end they will face judgment.
所以说啊，人离开了神，就死在罪恶跟过患当中。
And so when man departed away from God, they would die in its own sin and death.
人本来是神的儿女，但是犯罪了，变成在魔鬼的属下。
And so man used to be the children of God, but after committing sin, will be under the rulers.Of the evil.
放纵私欲，行各样的爱，
and
恶事。
Indulge in much desires and act upon many evils.
但是神为着爱我们，救赎我们。
And because God loves us and wants to save us.
所以为我们成全救恩。
And he has fulfilled the salvation for us.
他要把我们从死亡当中把我们救赎过来。
And he was to deliver us from the control of the death.
我们看以弗所书二章第四节。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4.
以弗所书啊，二章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4.
二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。第五节。
Verse 5.
当我们死在过患中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。第六节
，verse 6，
他又叫我们与之基督啊，耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。这里讲到说啊，神对我们人类的爱
，and here tells us that the love of God to mankind，
因为我们人是他所造的，所以称为。神的儿女。
And because we're created by God, we're called the children of God.
人犯了罪以后啊，就失掉了这个神儿女尊贵的身份。
And so after man has committed sin, and then we will lose the sonship.
但是神有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
And but God has abundant love and mercy.
说他没有按照我们的罪来对待我们。
And he did not treat us based on our sin.
如果我们啊要 按照神按照我们的罪来对待我们，我们没有一个人可以在神的面前站立得住。
And if he was to treat us based on our sins, not any one of us can stand firm in front of God.
说不清怎样怜恤他的儿女。
And this is how the Father would have mercy to his
children. 神就怎样来怜悯我们世人。
And so God would have to say mercy to people.
所以为我们人类预备了救恩。
And so he has prepared a salvation for mankind.
所以这是神对我们人非常伟大的爱。
And so this is the greatest love from God to all of us men.
圣经里面说天使犯了罪以后神不救拔他们。
And in the Bible records that once angels have sinned against God, God would not save them.
但是他却要来救赎我们亚当的后裔。
But he was to save the descendants of Adam.
所以当人犯罪以后神就开始实行拯救的计划。
And so after men have committed sin, then God has planned a salvation of systematically saving us.
到两千年前神亲自道成肉身来世界。
And so 2,000 years ago, God personally formed in flesh and came to this world.
因为神本身是灵，灵不会流血。
Because God himself is a spirit, spirit will not shed
blood. 所以他才要这一个童女把他生下来。
And so he would need to be born through a virgin.
好像我们人带着这个肉体。
And just like man carrying flesh.
有血有肉可以为我们来赎罪。
And we have the physical body, so this way he could redeem our sins.
所以古代的人他们常常杀牛杀羊杀牲畜来拜神。
And so the ancient people often would slaughter animals to sacrifice God.
因为知道说人得罪神。
And because they know that man have sinned against God.
这个罪必须要流血才能够除尽。
And so this sin needs to be shedding of blood in order to eliminate.
就是要付出生命的代价。
So you need to pay a consequence of life.
但是那个牛羊的血只是让人晓得说人有罪而已。
But the blood of cattle and sheep will only allow man that knows that man has sinned.
因为人的生命比动物更有价值。
And because the life of man is more valuable than animals.
杀牛杀羊根本没有办法来挽回人的生命。
And killing cattle and sheep would not be able to return back to man's life.
让人晓得人有罪而已。
And this will only let men know that they have sinned.
所以神就亲自成为人带着肉体。
And so God personally became man and came to this flesh.
为了担当我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
And in order to sustain our sins, he was nailed on the cross.
有人认为说这是一种愚拙的道理。
And some people have felt that this was a foolish gospel.
说犹太人看神迹
And because the Jewish will care about
miracles. 所以他们看到耶稣被钉在十字架说你跳下来跳下来我们就相信你
And so they see Jesus nailed on the cross. They said, why don't you come down from the cross and we will believe you.
事实上耶稣如果跳下来耶稣如果没有替我们死我们就永远没有希望
But if Jesus comes down from the cross and then he did not die for us, then we don't have any hope.
他说希腊人是求智慧的。
And the Greeks that asked for wisdom.
他们认为说这个用十字架在那边替人死是一种愚拙的道理。
And they felt that a man dying on the cross for all mankind is a foolish gospel.
但是说神的愚拙总比人有智慧。
The foolishness of God actually more wiser than man.
神用那个人以为愚拙的道理来拯救世人，就是神的大智慧啦。
And because God would use the what man felt that was the foolish gospel to save mankind, this is the greatest wisdom.
所以虽然在人看是愚拙的，
so to man this is very foolish.
但是对我们相信的人这是神的大能大智慧。
And but to us all believers, this is the mighty power and wisdom of God.
因为借着这样把那个不朽坏的生命把它彰显出来。
Because with this, with the imperishable body, then it was fully revealed.
要把人从那个死亡救赎出来。
And this is to bring back a man from being on the death trap.
所以我们今天接受了主耶稣的救恩。
So we have accepted the salvation of Jesus Christ today.
主耶稣丰盛的生命就临到我们身上。
And the abundant life of Jesus Christ came down on us.
因为他在十字架上替我们流血流水，为我们开了一个 洗罪的泉源。
And because he have shed his blood and water on a cross and opened up a way of a river for us to save.
所以我们相信他的救恩啊，就是他宝血的洗礼。
And because we believe in salvation, which is also his precious blood.
我们所有的罪啊，他都要把它们涂抹掉。
So all of our sins will be eliminated.
啊，我们可以在神的面前啊，白白称义。
And so that we can freely be called righteous in front of God.
所以说这是借着神丰盛的怜悯。
And so this is through the greatest mercy of God.
借着他爱我们的大爱。
And through his greatest love towards us.
让我们从那个罪恶死亡当中啊，重新复活过来。
And so through death and also sin that we could be resurrected again.
所以这个洗礼很重要。
And so baptism is very important.
因为是把我们的罪人旧人啊，把他钉死十字架。
And because that we have nailed our old self and sinners on the cross.
哈兰路啊，借着洗礼把他埋葬掉了。
And through baptism we were buried.
所以洗礼叫做跟耶稣同死同埋葬。
So baptism is called to die with Christ and to be buried with Christ.
还要跟耶稣同复活。
And then we shall be resurrected with Christ.
所以说啊，洗礼完了以后，我们就是一个复活的新人。
And so after baptism, we are a living new man.
所以旧事已经过了。
And so the old self has passed.
啊，那些罪人旧人已经消失掉了。
And so the old person and the old sinner have gone.
我们现在活着不在，我们本来的救我是耶稣的生命在我们里面活着。
And so we're living now because because Jesus' body is living in us.
所以我们一举一动啊，就有新生命，还有新的生活样式。
And so all of our actions and deeds, we will have this new life and image.
所以说我们在耶稣基督里面就不再定罪了。
And so we will not be condemned in Jesus Christ.
因为我们已经成为神的儿女。
And because we're called again the children of
God. 所以罪不在我们身上作王。
And so sin cannot have jurisdiction over us.
啊，没有人可以控告我们啊。
And nobody can condemn us or accuse us.
啊，因为耶稣已经替我们死了。
And because Jesus have died for us.
啊，神既然把耶稣基督啊为我们舍命。
And so Jesus Christ have died for us.
啊，所以把万物一同啊赐给我们。
So all things were given to us as well.
所以我们说，我们进到神的恩典里面。
So we have said that we have entering into the grace of
God. 各样丰盛的怜悯、慈爱、各样的恩典啊，都要成就在我们身上。
And God's abundant love and mercy and grace will be fulfilled on us.
但是我们今天的身份很尊贵。
And so our status is very noble today.
所以这里讲到说，我们跟耶稣一起复活了。
And here it talks about that we are resurrected with
Christ. 我们一起跟他坐在天上。
And we are sitting with him in heaven.
但是这一句话原文是现在式，不是未来式。
And so this original text is present tense, not
past tense. 有的人说啊，我们将来复活了以后，我们在天上。
And so some of us would say that we will resurrect in the future, we'll be in heaven.
事实上，我们现在就在天上，就在灵里面。跟耶稣一起坐宝座同坐王。
And actually in spirit, we are sitting with Christ in heaven now.As kings.
因为我们现在的名字啊，我们的名字都在天上的生命册上。
And because our name is placed in the book of life in heaven.
啊，因为我们天上生命册有我们的名字，所以天上是我们的家乡。
And because we have our name recorded in the book of life, therefore, heaven is our.
我们虽然住在地面上，说我们是天上的国民。
And although we're living in this world, but we are the citizen of heaven.
啊，所以。这个地面只是我们暂时聚居客旅的生活。
And so this earth is only a temporary dwelling place, as sojourners.
因为我们的家乡在天上。
And because our home is actually heaven.
我们的名字在天上。
Our name is in heaven.
啊，所以有一天呢，耶稣来的时候就带我们回到天上，回到我们的家。
And so one day Jesus Christ will come again and bring us all unto our heavenly home and return.
啊，虽然我们。聚居在世界。
And although we're dwelling in this world.
但是我们是天上的国民。
And but we are the citizens of heaven.
啊，所以我们要跟耶稣同作王，执掌属灵的权柄。
And so we will be kings just like Jesus, and we will have power over.
所以我们不要轻看我们自己的身份。
And so do not look our own status lightly.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
And let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章
First Peter chapter 2
第九节
Verse 9
彼得前书二章第九节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9
说唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有金尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德本来神把以色列人从埃及带出来以后
And but God, after God has brought the Israelites out of Egypt
神说啊我好像鹰一样把你们背出来
And God said that I carry you out like an eagle
啊要你们成为我的国民
And you shall be my nation
啊要你们成为祭司的国度
And you should be a royal priesthood
圣洁的国民
And a holy nation
啊所以神叫他们说啊很多的律法诫命你们要守
And so that you should observe all the commandments and decrees
啊那个时候以色列人说好啊我们就做神的国民祭司的国度啊
And so the Israelite says Okay I will be this holy nation
啊那后来看到神的那个西乃山啊啊，显现的说非常的恐怖啊
！And but when God has revealed Himself on Mount Sinai,
哇，他们怕得不得了
，horrified, and they were afraid.、
啊、所以他们很怕说被神击打
，and so they were afraid that they were being slaughtered by God.、
啊、他们对摩西说啊，摩西啊，还是神跟你讲话，你再告诉我们就好了。
And so they said to Moses, "Why don't you just communicate to God and just tell us?"
啊，所以他们虽然神要让他们做神的子民，做圣洁的国度啊，但是他们没有办法承担。
And but God wants them to be a children of God and holy nation, but they cannot hold this title.
啊，真正的实现是在耶稣的救恩完成以后。
And the true revelations happen after Jesus completes his salvation.
因为我们现在的罪已经得到主耶稣的宝血的救赎。
And because our sin have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
我们真正是神的儿女。
And we are the children of God.
啊，所以他把儿子的灵啊，住在我们身上。
And also the spirit of the Son is dwelling on our body.
用来印证我们真是神的儿女。
And so this is the firm that we are indeed the children of God.
我们将来神显现的时候，我们就要面对面见他。
And so in the future, when God revealed Himself again, we shall see Him face to face.
所以要得见他的真体。
And we will see His true physical body.
那我们现在是有君王身份的祭司。
And so right now we are a royal priesthood that has a status.
因为我们要坐在这个审判台上跟主同掌王权
and we're sitting on the judgment throne when we have the same power
我们要跟他同坐宝座
and then we were sitting with him on the precious throne
所以耶稣说我把我的教会建立起来
and Jesus said that I have established my church
啊，然后能够胜过阴间死亡的权柄
and this will overcome any authority if the darkness is evil
你们在地上捆绑我在天上也捆绑
and so if bound on this world then we will bound in heaven
你们在地上释放我在天上也释放
if you release in this world then we will also release it in heaven
后来又跟他们吹一口气说你们得圣灵
and then he again breathed them a breath and said you shall
be saved. 你们赦免谁的罪谁的罪就赦免了
and whoever sin that you've forgiven then their sin shall be forgiven
你们留下谁的罪谁的罪就留下来
whoever sin that you wanted to keep and then they shall be kept
所以神给我们这种属灵的权柄
and so God gave us this power of the spirit
让我们把这个得救的福音传出去信的人能够得救
and so that we should preach out this truth of salvation so whoever believes shall be saved
不接受的人说会被定罪
and whoever does not receive it accepted will be condemned.
所以这是跟主啊同掌这个权柄。
And so we have the same power with God.
啊，有留罪赦罪的权柄。
And then we could have the power of redemption of sins.
而且啊，因为我们是神的儿女。
And because we're the children of God.
我们靠着神的名啊，可以医病赶鬼行神迹。
And through the name of God, that we could heal the sick and cast out demons and
perform miracles. 能够显出神的权柄跟能力来。
And we could reveal the full power of God and authority.
啊，这是一种属灵的权柄，这是神偷。
And this is a special authority and spirit that God has entrusted us with.
啊，有一次啊，啊碰到一个弟兄。
And one time I met a brother.
啊，他是南京人。
And he was actually living in China, Nanjing.
因为在加州的地方啊，他本来在做生意。
And so he was in a California area doing business.
生意做得很好。
And he does business very well.
他生意做得很好,
and he was very successful in his business. And because he wanted to help his friend.
所以拿一些钱帮助朋友发展事业。And he took
out some money and helped his friend to develop his business.
没想到说那个朋友后来拿他的钱去告他。
And so, but his friend took his money and then sued him.
所以他心里很难过。
And so he felt very bad inside.
跑到那个南加州那边有一个博士。
And he went to a temple in Southern California.
因为他心里很难过，所以希望说能够找一些。
And because he felt very painful inside, he wanted to find some sort of
relief.
He spent much money.
但是他的这个官司一直都没有解决。But this
lawsuit continues.
刚好碰到我们一个弟兄跟他同行做生意的。And
so he met a brother that actually does the same business with him.
后来变成非常好的朋友。And
they became very good friends.
我们这个弟兄就带他们到园林教会来慕道。And
so our brother brought them to our Garden Grove Church to seek.
感谢主啊，我们跟他讲道理，他很单纯，他就接受。And
thank God that we tell him about the gospel and he accepted.
接受了以后，他们全家就受洗信主。
And then after accepting the truth, and the whole family baptized.因为他们曾经去找那个偶像寺庙哦，哎，找一些法师。And because they used to seek the counseling of idols and
temple.但是我们知道说那个灵不对啊，那个是有一种不好的灵。And
we know that that's a different spirit. It's an evil spirit.
所以后来啊，那个邪灵啊就跟着他们。And
so the evil spirit continues to follow him.
然后信主以后，And
after believing,
那个魔鬼还会来。And
a devil will come.
因为我们传道人啊，常常在外面跑。And
because as pastors, we often run outside.
好几次他打电话找我。And
many times he would call me.
那我不在。And
I wasn't around.
那个王太太她就想。And
Mrs. Wang would said,
传道可以奉主耶稣的名赶鬼。
And if the pastor could cast out demon in the name of Jesus
Christ,
I am the children of God now.
And
I could cast out demon in the name of Jesus Christ. And indeed, when the devil
came,
and then he would cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ, and then the devil would not come. And so this is the authority that God gives us spiritually. And because we reign as king, with Christ. And so the disciple of Jesus, when they're preaching the gospel outside, so after they came back, they're very excited. And Lord, that your name is well used. And if we cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, that Satan will be afraid of us.
主耶稣说，我已经把这个权柄是给你们了。And
Jesus says that I have entrusted this authority unto you.
所以一切的撒旦的作为，你们都可以奉主的名就可以胜过他们。And
so all the actions of Satan with the devil, then you could overcome.
那不只是魔鬼听你们的而高兴。
And not only that they would be afraid of you.
更重要就是让我们名字永远在天上的生命册上，要为着这样高兴。
But importantly that because our name is placed in heaven in the book of life, then they should rejoice.
所以我们信主以后，得到属灵的新生命。
And so after believing Jesus, that we will receive the spiritual true life.
我们的名字在天上，我们跟主耶稣同坐。
Our name is recorded in heaven. We're sitting on throne with Jesus Christ.
有一个传道者啊，帮一个慕道者在赶鬼。
And there was a pastor who was helping one of the true seekers to cast out demons.
赶了一个多月啊，100多出鬼。
And after 1 month, there was about 100 different evil spirits.
后来那个慕道者那个病人啊，完全得医治。
And then this true seeker, this patient, was completely healed. He was very happy.
这个传道在教会里面赶鬼。
And so the pastor were casting out devil in
the church.
And so the devil went into his home and looked for their children.
儿子才5、6岁啊。
And the son is only about 5 or 6 years old.
儿子还是一样, 跟着爸爸一样, 碰主耶稣的敏感。
And the son will be just like the father, casting out the devil in the name of Jesus Christ.
虽然那么小的孩子, 还因为是神的儿女嘛。
And although the children is very young because he's the children of God,
同样可以赶鬼。
And same thing that he'll be able to cast
out. 真的相当宝贵啊,
and so we should know that because of the fact that we're children of God, it's very precious.
所以我们一定要珍惜这个宝贵的身份。
And so we have to very treasure this precious status that we have.
我们再看一节圣经。
And let's turn to another verse in the Bible.
约翰福音第10章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第10章。
John chapter 10, I'm sorry.
第9节。
Verse 9.
约翰福音10章第9。
John chapter 10, verse 9.
我就是门, 凡从我进来的, 必然得救, 并且出入得草吃, 第10节,
Verse 10.
到节来, 无为是, 偷窃, 杀害, 毁坏, 我来了, 是要叫羊得生命, 并且得得更丰盛。 主要是在这里讲到说, 他就是羊的牧人。
And Jesus Christ talks about that he is the shepherd of the sheep.
他是好牧人为羊舍命。
And he's a good shepherd that he would give his life for the sheep.
他说要让羊带来生命。
And he wants life for the sheep.
而且要得得更丰盛的生命。
And he may have it more abundantly.
他说我们信主了以后能够得到这个新的生命。
And so after believing Christ, we shall get this new life.
不只是有生命, 而且要得得丰盛的生命。
And not only we're gaining this new life, but it's a very abundant life.
我们有时候到医院去探望。
And so sometimes we will visit patients in hospital.
看到有一些病人躺在那里。
And we will see some patients lying out
there. 虽然还活着啊, 但是那个生命很脆弱。
And although they're still alive, the life is very fragile.
要借助很多的仪器来帮助他。
And they would need to sustain life with through a different machine.
虽然他活着, 但是生命不丰盛。
And although they are still living, but their life is not abundant.
然后我们看到一些运动员啊, 在那个运动场上生龙活虎。
And we will see some athletes that's very agile and very energetic.
我们知道说这些人生命很旺盛。
And we know that they have very abundant life.
我们这个属灵的生命也是一样。
And so spiritual life is the same way.
我们不只是说我信耶稣啊，我有永恒的生命而已。
And not only that, when we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life.
所以我们要追求一个丰盛的生命。
But we should pursue after an abundant life.
我们看以西结书47章。
And let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们先看第3节。
And let's read verse 3.
47章第3节,
Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 3.
说他手里拿着准绳往东出去, 量了1000足, 羊骨髓, 水到怀之谷, 第4节,
verse 4.
他又量了1000足, 使我羊骨髓, 水就到膝, 再量了1000足, 使我羊骨髓, 水到腰, 第5节,
verse 5.
又量了1000足, 水变成了河, 使我不能够仰过, 因为水是胀起, 怎么可无的水, 不能够仰的水。 这里讲到说这个圣殿的门啊, 有水流出来。
And here talks about the gates of the temple have water flowing out of it.
说那个天使啊，他拿着一个准绳在量。
And it says an angel is measuring with
a ruler. 量一千足啊，说那个水还很小。
And when he measured 1,000 cubits, the water is very low.
所以人可以在那边走来走去。
And so man can still walk around.
再量一千足。
And measuring another 1,000 cubits.
那个水就慢慢的高起来了，说到腰了。
And so the water slowly rises to the waist.
在量一千足的时候，水涨起来啊，到他的胸部啊，他没有办法在水中啊，很自由的游，在那边走来走去。
And he measured another 1,000 cubits, and the water, a river, was flowing to the chest, and he cannot walk around freely.
随着那个水啊，在那边啊，被水啊冲来冲去的。
And he was only drifting around through the river.
那这是什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
意思是说啊， 神的恩典啊, 神的灵, 从这个圣殿里面发出来。
And says that the grace of God is flowing out of the temple.
所以神的灵要充满神的教会。
And so the Spirit of God will fill the entire church.
那我们来到神的教会，我们会领受圣灵的滋润。
And when we come into the church of God, we will receive the nurturing of the Holy Spirit.
我们所得到的这个灵恩啊，这个圣灵啊。不够充满，还很小。
In the beginning, the Holy Spirit that we receive is not so much full.
所以人可以凭着自己的意志，我要做这样，我要那样。
And so we could do things according to what we wanted to do.
然后呢，这个圣灵越追求啊，越充满。
And so once the Holy Spirit, the more you pursue, the more filled you are.
因为圣灵一充满了，我们人的意念啊，就越来越少。
And so after the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then the will of man is getting less and less.
我们就顺服神的旨意，顺服。
And at the end, that you'll be drifting along based on the will of God and guidance. And so this way you could reveal the abundance life.
这个河水说一直流到那个不毛之地啊。
And the river will be flowing until to another area.
本来没有办法耕种的干旱的土地，这个水流到以后，植物就长出来了。
And so any dry and drought land that after the river flow through it and will grow vegetation.
这个水后来流到那个沿海里面。
And then the river will be flowing into the sea.
沿海因为沿路很高啊，里面都生物没有办法生存。
And inside the sea, there's many much salt, and then marine life will not be able to live.
这个河水啊，一流进去以后。这个海沿海的海水变甜了。
And so, but once the river flows into the sea, and then the sea became sweeter.
啊，所以里面有很多的水族，很多的鱼呀、啊，非常的活泼啊，蹦蹦跳跳。
And there are many fishes and different marine lives, and then everybody very happy.
河水流过的地方啊，到处植物很茂盛啊，结出很多很多果子。
And so wherever the river flows through, this will be very abundant and vegetation will grow.
到那个海里面啊，里面各样的活物啊，非常的活泼啊。
And all the marine lives in the sea is very lively.
因为鱼太多了。
And because there are so many fish.
所以捕鱼的人啊，他们就在河边的地方在晒网。
And so all the fishermen will be casting their nets.
这生命的活水啊，淋到以后。
And so this is the river of life.
因为神是圣灵给我们是没有限量的。
And so because God gave us the Holy Spirit is without any limits.
所以要厚厚地浇灌在我们身上。
And this is to greatly poured upon us.
所以在属灵上你越追求啊，你属灵的经验越多，属灵的生命越丰盛。
And so spiritually, when the more you pursue, the more abundant life that you should have and more experience.
所以我们不要说我已经受洗了，我已经得圣灵了就过了。
And do not feel that I am baptized now, I've received the Holy Spirit, and that's it.
耶稣不只是要让我们得生命，而且要让我们得更丰盛的生命。
And Jesus want us to not only gaining this life, but more abundant life.
他说我们越追求啊，属灵的恩典会越多。
And so the more you pursue, the more spiritual grace that you shall receive.
我们下午再继续。
And we will continue this afternoon.
我们现在一起来祷告，结束早上的聚会。
We will pray together to conclude this morning service.
要接受按手祷告的可以到前面来。
And if you want to receive laying hands upon, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。
And let's pray.